Yeah, of course it has. From a working point of view with the players, it's been fantastic. We've had a really positive pre-season. The players have worked incredibly hard. We've done a lot of work on what we need to do and in preparation for this season. So in terms of the focus, it's not been distracted at all. We've been very focused on the pitch with the players, working, like I said, on the things that we need to get good at and what we want to try and bring to the season. And I have to, you know, commend the players. Their attitude and desire to do that has been top class. So, looking forward to the season. And all the players are looking forward to the season. So that's been a real positive for us. And then, of course, the other side of it, off the pitch, obviously, it's been frustrating. Not being able to strengthen the squad, obviously, with the embargo. And then, of course, then finally receiving clarification from the EFL on what we can do moving forward in terms of strengthening the squad. So, of course, that the conditions that places upon us, not just now but going forward as well, changes the landscape of what we can do. But all I can do is work with the resources that I have and be able to try and strengthen how we can strengthen. So, of course, that's what we're trying to do now. We'll look at that and see where we can strengthen it, obviously, under the conditions that we're in. But I think we have to be realistic. The Championship's a very hard and very difficult league under any circumstances. But, of course, like I said, with these conditions, makes it a little bit harder. But one thing I can promise for sure is that no one's lost focus on what we're doing. Here with the players, I said it before. Their attitude, their commitment to the work, has been fantastic. And I can promise our fans one thing for sure is that they'll see whatever players that wear that shirt, they'll be fully committed to trying to make our fans proud. And that's what you want. That's huge. And that will be there. I can promise our fans that. And like we said before, when we saw at the end of last season, what I need from the fans is that full commitment as well, which we know they can do, and they've shown it. They showed it at the end of last season, home and away. We need our fans right behind these players and pushing them every tackle, every free kick, every header, every shot, whatever the moment is. We need our fans full, home and away, bringing that noise that they bring, and like I said, do it unified.
But has it felt from your point of view that you've been working with both hands tied behind your back effectively?
Well, look, as I said, I don't want to dwell on this too much. We have to move on. We have to focus now on now the clarification's come through and what we can and what we can't do. And like I said, my job is to work, now with the under the conditions that we have to try and do my best, which I promise I'll do. I'll try and do my best to make sure that we can strengthen the squad. But, we have to move on. My focus is with the players and every player that's here and making sure that we're ready for what's going to be a long season, but one that we want to try and do our fans proud in.
The window, of course, closes next Thursday, so all the work that you've been planning for, presumably through the course of the summer, has to be now tried to be squeezed into the last few days of the window, does it?
Yeah, look, of course, but that is what it is. We have to deal with whatever it is, and that's what I'm going to do. And like I said, understand, the landscape's changed in what, I would have liked to have done, but what I have to do now is work with the resources that I have and make sure that I can try and help the squad in any way I can. But look, again, we have to move on. My focus is on these players working incredibly hard through pre-season and getting ready for the season. And like I said, our aim is to do our fans proud.
And it's Norwich for starters. There's always an atmosphere of optimism at the start of the season. That's very much the case here, bearing in mind all the circumstances through the summer still.
Yeah, and of course everyone's got aspirations, everyone's got dreams, but we have to be realistic. As I said before, it's an extremely difficult league at the best of times, and obviously under the conditions that we're in now, it makes that even harder. So we have to be realistic, but what we need to do, and I said, nothing's distracted our work, that I can promise. And we've got on with our job, we've worked hard, everyone's together, and that unity and that fight from the stands and the pitch, it's going to be massive for us this season. And it showed end of last season, just when you have that, the sort of performances you can achieve and sort of results that you can achieve. And that's, we need that even more now. We need our fans even more. And I'm sure that they're going to give that to us. And as I said, I can promise these players you'll see a fully committed team every week in, week out.
You did mention the, don't dwell on it, but looking from outside, your team and watching you against Brighton, they look at it, they look together, but sometimes the strength of your team is on the bench, and signings are needed to give you that 18-man squad that will give you options.
Yeah, but look, again, it is what it is, you know, and we've got a lot of young players that we've included in the squad through this pre-season, and they've done fantastic. They've been great to work with, and they've got, as I said, we think the ones that are with me, we think very highly of. And but of course, it's unfair to expect a young player like that, or a group of young players, you know, to rely on them for
to make a difference.
Yeah, for 46 games, it's unfair, you know. But what they have done is contributed hugely well. We think a lot of them, and there'll be occasions this season where they're going to be needed, and that's just the reality of it. But like I said, they've worked so hard, all of them, the whole group. They're very much together. And as I said, whoever goes onto that pitch, whether it's a young lad, it's an experienced lad, whoever it is, they will give absolutely everything they got for that shirt. And that's what football clubs want. That's what our fans want. And then they'll see that. And then in return, our fans will create that backing for them and that noise through good and difficult moments. And that's what it's about. That's what being a football club's all about. And I said that at the end of last season. And now we need to enhance that even more with, obviously, the situation we're in.
The fans will be delighted that you're so philosophical about it, that you're just going to get on with it because that's what you do. They'll love that. But, you know, who keeps you at it? Who motivates you? Because you have ambitions as well.
Of course, but, you know, coming in at the end of last season, everyone at the club, the players especially, our fans, just the connection I've had with everyone, and, I just had a really good feeling here. And you know, I don't want to let anyone down. I want to make sure that I can give this club... I kind of look at myself as, okay, we're in adversity, and... You know, I said it again last season, we've got two options. Either you run from adversity or you meet it head on. And, you know, I feel it's my duty to lead this group of players, this club and our fans through adversity, which we're facing at this moment, and try and lead them onto better days. Of course, the realistic side right here and now is much more difficult than we thought it would be. But, you know, we're all up for the challenge. You know, me, my staff, all the players.
Up for the fight.
Of course, always. And, I'm sure you'll see that in our performances and how we work on a day-to-day basis.
Just finally, have the owners given you any indication that they'll get through this and come January things might change?
No, but look, there's obviously conditions. I think the EFL released a statement on what's needed to be done going forward as well. So obviously it's not just about now, it's about going forward as well. Of course, certain conditions have to be met and we have to be mindful of that. And like I said, but we have to meet it head on. We have to work hard. We have to work with the EFL and understand what's needed, and I think everyone at the club understands that, and like I said, my focus is on the players, if I'm honest, and working with them and making sure that we go out onto the pitch. That's my job. But of course, it's to try and help the club and lead the club through whatever we need to do to try and get to a more stable and better days.
I did say finally, but there are the targets that you've already got in mind now that can fit this compliant to these EFL rules, and of course the window ends shortly, but you can loan after that, can't you?
Yeah, but look, I'm not going to pour the water anyways. It's very difficult, you know, it's not easy. So obviously you go from a pool of, let's say, global to a very niche market, you know, with conditions that are placed upon you. But, you know, all I can say is that I'll be working as hard as I can to try and strengthen the squad with the conditions I face, with the resources that we have, to try and make the best of that. And, you know, if I can add to the squad and it's the right type, with those conditions, then great. That's what we'll be looking to do.